Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, this has been one of the weirdest snow things that we've had come through here, I think, in a long time, just because of the way people have been reacting to it. You know, for the last several days, we knew we were going to have snow here at some point early this week. But I've heard some totals ranging from next to nothing to Armageddon.
Yeah. Late last week, I saw a couple of early model pictures that people were, you know, putting up on social media that were saying anywhere from a foot to 2 foot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbed it down from that, but it sounds like we still could get some decent amounts.
Yeah, and I've heard many people say that. 12, 18, 24 inches of snow, things like that. And I kept scratching my head wondering, where in the world? I've never seen any of these projections. I don't know where those numbers are coming from. But, you know, there's so many different places that you can find all that information. And, of course, you know, once it's on the interweb, it's got to be true, right? We've all learned that.
Yeah.
They can't put anything lying. It can't lie on the internet.
No.
And Facebook, you know, that's a trusted media source now, right? Yeah. We do have some schools. That's the thing that's surprising to me this morning. I was prepared for all this winter weather coverage here this morning, and I was prepared for this huge list of schools. I mean, let's face it, it seems like we live in an age where schools, you know, it gets cloudy out and schools start canceling because they're fearful of, you know, whatever could happen out there on the roadways and stuff.
Yeah.
But here we have, you know, 1, 2, 3 inches of snow in some places out there this morning and still coming, and really don't have that many changes in schools this morning. I know we've had a few calls, folks saying, what about this, what about that? Well, you know what, if we're not sharing it with you on the air, they have not contacted us. Mm-hmm. And if they've not contacted us, that typically means all these districts and all the other activities and things that are going on around the area, they're great partners because they are very, very loyal in contacting us when something happens for their schedules and stuff. So if you're not hearing it on the air, they're not getting a hold of us, that typically means nothing's changed. It's all going to be normal. We do have a few cancellations, though, this morning, and these are really from the far southwest portion of the state, further than where we are. East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Nishnabotna, Southwest Valley, that's Villisca and Corning, and Stanton, those schools have canceled classes for today. Also, Southwest Valley's told us no activities of any kind today either. I assume that it's kind of a preemptive thing. You know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. You might want to kind of keep it tuned, keep your ears open here today. It would not surprise me one bit if we start to see a lot of schools that are having classes today, having early let-goes, you know, today. They're going to let them out. Yeah. You know, there might be some of that early out stuff going on later on. Get what you can in this morning before it starts to kind of accelerate the snowfall and then move them along. So maybe that's what their plans are today. We'll have to find out later on. But you know, you might want to keep attentive today. You may see some of those schedules changing due to some of those issues today. We are in the middle of a winter storm warning. Now we kind of joked a little bit about up front that, you know, we've heard people talk like a foot, 2 foot. What the weather professionals right now are telling us to expect is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 5, 6, 7, 8 inches in total somewhere, and that's going to come over a period of time. It's not a heavy snow this morning. It's still kind of a light snow. We've picked up an inch and a half here. I see Messina's also reporting an inch and a half this morning, and that seems to be a pretty common total, like the 1 to 2 inch totals around the area so far this morning. But then that is supposed to accelerate later on today. By midday, the snow is supposed to come down heavier. And what they're talking is more heavy accumulations later on this afternoon and then into this evening. And finally, probably sometime tomorrow morning, it'll start to taper off at that particular time and then be gone. Well, I say be gone. It'll stop falling from the sky. It won't be gone. And it might continue to move around, too, because we are looking for some gusty winds that could be anywhere from 10 up to about 25 miles per hour. Not the worst kind of winds that we've had by any stretch of the imagination here so far this winter and in the last few weeks. However, this time there'll be some snow out there to push around with it too, so that could cause some issues as well. And again, it just kind of depends on where you live as to how much, but it seems like everybody's probably going to be somewhere in that like 5 to 8 inch range around this region, and it seems like about everybody's got like 1 to 2 already here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're seeing over there?
Yeah, it's pretty close to that around most of the area. They're kind of right now the forecast calling for the higher amounts to be more towards the southern edge of the state, kind of towards the Missouri border area where some of those higher amounts are expected. And you can kind of tell on radar this morning that we've just seen the very front edge of that with light snow patches, and it's kind of developing right now, mainly the focus over Kansas and starting to build up a little bit, and you can see where that's going to be more of a widespread area that's going to be more of a sustained and a little bit heavier push here as we move on through the day.
Yeah, specifically what the Weather Service has been telling us here is that winter storm warning will be in effect really from noon today until about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And it's going to be one of those things where it's just kind of the timing. If you got to be outside, it's going to be the timing, as I said this morning. The snowfall's still kind of light. It's adding up, but it's kind of light. It'll start to really accumulate later on. They're talking like maybe 5 to 7 inches thereabouts by late tonight, and there could be some more after that time too. But the winds and the visibility will be an issue too. They're warning us that northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour this morning will become north at 15 to 25 miles per hour, then also some higher gusts by tonight. So visibilities might be reduced to a half mile or less at times in the falling and blowing snow. So as we said, when it stops falling from the sky, it might start moving from side to side. Blowing and drifting is expected by tonight as that wind increases. And at that point, they're really saying that the roads will become snow-covered, and that'll make travel a little bit tough, perhaps hazardous, here this morning as well. So you should be prepared for some heavier snowfall, and again, then for some of that snow to be blowing around a little bit later on tonight too. So we're not seeing the worst of it right now. We're just seeing the beginning of it right now. It will get worse as the day moves along, and then we get into the evening hours tonight. I would suspect that probably the conditions will be much, much different this time tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and right now the Weather Service saying that snow here this morning for the time period, next few hours, probably going to taper off a little bit, won't see too much of that, but they're saying about 11 o'clock is when that could start to pick back up again, and especially then by about 1 o'clock this afternoon is when you'll see some of that heavier snowfall.
Yeah, and just as a side note too, we didn't really talk much about that, but along with the snow, we'll be coming some colder weather too. We're only looking at highs really in the single digits for like Wednesday, Thursday for a lot of the area around here too. So, and even as we get towards Saturday, Friday and Saturday, it'll get into double digits, but not that far. So it's going to be chilly out here around the area as well. So be prepared for those conditions. If you haven't put the winter storm kit in your car, might be a good time to start thinking about it if you have to do any traveling whatsoever. And keep it tuned here to KJAN and keep in touch with us on social media. You can believe what we put out on the social media sites. We only use stuff that we think will be helpful to you. So keep in touch with all of those kinds of things as well. And if anything changes throughout the course of the day, and I'm sure it will, then we will certainly let you know as soon as we receive that information. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren this morning. He'd like to tell you a little bit more about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Over 75 new units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S in downtown Atlantic. Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Front load and top load with sizes up to 5 cubic foot on the washer. Also offer Speed Clean washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They offer a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. In addition to that, they extend the warranty on the washer motor through 5 years and the washer transmission through 15 years. Lots of ranges, freestanding models on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Stop and see us, pots on and the peanuts are out. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. It's going to feel more like Christmas here in the next few days than it did at Christmas time. I think Santa Claus might disagree with that when he gets blinded by the wind and the snow. Hope you have a great day. Keep it tuned. Again, we'll keep you updated on what happens with the winter weather conditions coming our way. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.